live from the treehouse.
This is Mary County
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
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 This is the Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Cha-ching.
Ha!
Alrighty.
We're live. From that treehouse.
Boom.
Yep. Boom.
Here comes the boom.
Yep. How we doing? How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good.
Yeah, everybody's doing good.
How about the crowd?
Everybody's doing good. Jimmy, can you get something on the crowd? Stats. Any stats? Nice. You can't. That's fine.
Jimmy.
It's all right, though.
Crowds, big piece of shit.
Yeah, it's okay.
But congratulations on that promotion.
Yeah, how's that feel after?
Yeah, how's that work?
7 days.
Seven
big
days
time, baby.
Ask more, pay less.
Good for him. It's my boy. Yep, anyways. We're back and we're putting these things out and we're doing what we promised. Because we got to get out on the air. We got to see how everybody's doing, and people can tell us how they're doing now.
Yes, big announcement.
Send an email in, baby. mckob@yahoo.com.
That's all you need to know.
Just put that in your phone.
Send it in. Send us your emails. We want feedback. We want questions.
Tell us how your day's going.
Yeah, tell us how your day's going. You got a funny story, sad story. We'll take it. Take anything you guys got.
Thoughts, questions, concerns. Suggestions, you know, ideas,
anything.
Type them in Spanish. That'd be fun.
It'd be tough. Since we don't both speak Spanish.
I don't speak Espanol.
Give it a shot. I like Mexican food.
Yeah. I had Mexican food tonight and I feel so good right now because of it.
Los G?
Nope. Homemade.
Oh,
yeah.
Kelly made some enchiladas.
Mm.
Delicious.
Yeah. Lori made beans in the Instapot, and they taste like they were from
Ixtapa,
the city, not the restaurant. It's beans. Pinto beans.
Yeah, I know.
With, like, broth and pepper. And
yeah.
It's good. It's nice.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Everything went well?
Yeah, everything went
good
really
dinner.
Well. Yep.
Yeah,
good times.
We're trying to pile them on, so we did one last week, and we're going to do one, obviously, right now. We'd like to get more and more in. Like I said, just shoot us some feedback, give us questions, something to talk about. That'd be sweet. I got a question for Zach. It's kind of tough, but all right. How many track events are in a decathlon?
Well, probably 10. It's not. I knew it. I was going to say 13. That was my second.
No,
my first
four,
guess
man.
That I...
Four.
Four? Why?
Four. I don't know. I didn't...
What about DECA?
This is just decathlon.
I know. I thought a decathlon was like DE... Like, I thought that meant 10.
Isn't that what Bruce Jenner won? Was it decathlon?
Yeah, it might be.
It was like pole vault.
Yeah, and...
I think the little stone thing you throw.
Yeah, I watched that the other day, too. They put it by their cheek.
Yeah.
They put
yeah.
it right here. They chalk up their neck.
Yeah.
Man, it's
take
like...
Take it serious.
When the kids do track, they do that with wiffle balls, and all the kids just throw it like a baseball. And at first, the adults are like, no, 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 throw it right. Throw it right. You can do this.
Yeah.
You have to throw it right. Throw it again. And then by the end of it, there's like 70 kids, and they're like, just throw it however you want. Doesn't matter. Hurry up. Just hundreds of second graders running around.
Yeah, it's sweet. Let the kids be kids.
Have you ever thought about have, let's see, if you were in a room, like a gymnasium. Yeah. All right, let's say you go into a gymnasium and they lock the doors behind you.
All right, I'm closing my eyes and I'm just visioning this.
And then this, and then the announcer comes over the PA because there's an audience, let's say. Right. All right, I'm just making this up. But it's also an idea I've heard. But you walk out into the gym, the lights are low, the spotlight's on you, everybody's looking, and then the announcer goes, "Here come the kids." And then this gate opens, and like 100 kids, 100 six-year-olds charge you.
That'd be mayhem.
Yeah. So they charge at you, and they have to try and kill you.
What?
How long do you last?
At least 90 seconds, I would think.
How do you think?
Are they zombie kids?
Nope, they're just regular angry kids, though. They're hungry or something.
Then
somebody told them, like stranger danger and pointed at you or something, and then they have to... But they're, like, programmed to take you down. But they only have the physical abilities of a six-year-old, which is not anything to laugh at.
Probably just let them. Yeah, six-year-olds.
Just not... Fuck it.
I mean, they need my body, I guess.
Well,
that's a weird question.
It is, huh? You ever thought about that? Nope.
No, not even.
I don't even know. Like 5 minutes would be a long 5 minutes of kicking six-year-old ass, like left and right.
Yeah, you don't know how
you
long.
You wouldn't want to ever have to do that.
30 seconds seems like forever. When
probably.
You're...
I'm thinking under a minute. They would pile on you.
Yeah.
And then you get trampled to death easily.
Beat you like a break of drums.
100 of them.
Ragdoll you.
I don't know. I don't even want to think about that. That's an awful place to go. But. trippy.
I mean, trippy. I like the question.
All right.
So I was telling you it was off the air, but I got a special thing for you tonight.
Okay.
A special trivia.
Oh, it's a trivia. Yeah.
And it is probably your favorite trilogy. What's your favorite trilogy?
Off the cuff, Back to the Future is my favorite trilogy.
Wouldn't you know? That's what it's about.
No. What a coincidence.
Yep. All right. This is the first song.
How'd you know that?
Which song is playing as Marty enters Cafe 80 in Back to the Future 2?
And Back to the Future 2. Is it Billy Idol? I don't know, to be honest with you. That's a tough one. Is that a tough one?
They're all tough ones. Yeah, it's Beat It, Michael Jackson. He's playing on the screen.
It is. Yeah, and he's like, and Michael Jackson's taking the order too. And I always thought, that's great. Michael Jackson's on the radio. Mm-hmm. He's taking your order. And then the guy comes in and he's like, do you want beep, 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 beef or pork? Chicken, beep, 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 beef or pork. It's great.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you must try the Hot Stooges special.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
All right, this is your next one.
All right.
At the very beginning of the trilogy, what time did Marty leave Doc's lab?
8:22? 8:25. Oh, man. I haven't seen this in a long time. I know. You mean to tell me all these clocks are 10 minutes late?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm late for school. All right.
So I'm gonna save it. I'm not going to give you any more, but I got a couple more for you later.
What? Can I try this one on? Okay. What is the name of the Toyota dealership?
Ooh.
/ Oldsmobile dealership. And number 2. / Horse dealership. And number 3. They're all the same family name. Ooh. Oh, I just gave you a clue. It's a family name.
Yeah. I'm going to say... Tannen?
No, no.
What is it?
Statler. Statler.
Who is Statler?
Ding, 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 ding. I don't know. It's a family, I guess, that sold Toyotas and horses.
Oh, no shit.
The first one was Statler Toyota. The second one, in the future, they're selling Oldsmobiles. That's bad prediction. Then in the third one, it was the Statler family fine horses or something like that.
I was going to ask you... What about The Simpsons? How much stuff they've predicted?
Oh, The Simpsons. I've seen those articles about The Simpsons.
Yeah, and how much stuff they predicted? It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't even remember what. Do you remember what they were?
No.
Trump being president.
Yeah, him. 9/11, they had like
was it 9/11 too?
They were selling the paper for like 9/11 or something, or and it was a picture of the traits, I think.
Wow.
There's tons of them out there.
Impossible. It's crazy. How'd they know? You ever taken the dollar bills?
Yeah.
And folded them up and made the towers, and it's like a slideshow of towers burning.
Yeah, you can do the $20 bill too, I think. Like
$1, $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100, I think.
I don't know.
Pretty sure all of them have it.
The Benji, huh?
Yeah. There, it's just rubble on the Benji. The C note. Just a pile.
AKA coal. Yeah. Oh, so I wanted to ask you this, and I wrote this down. So, is cereal to you considered a soup? It seems like it'd be a soup, right? Like a cold soup, cereal, right?
No.
Am I crazy?
Never. Don't ever talk. Say that again. That doesn't even make sense.
Really?
No. Well, it's like I think of it as a variation of oatmeal, so it's a porridge, a wet porridge. I'll go with that. So that's no, a, I won't definitely say not soup. A soup. I can't definitely. Say soup. Is this kind of like a hot dog? What is a hot dog? Is it a sandwich?
No.
Yeah, but it's meat between two pieces of bread.
Yeah, but in a specific way.
I would say it's more of like a poor man's calzone.
A hot dog?
I don't know. It's just like bread, a bread roll filled with
poor
stuff.
Poor man's calzone is a Totino's pizza folded in halfway.
A pizza pocket. Yeah. That's a poor man's calzone.
Put some hot sauce on it.
I don't know. Yeah, put some hot sauce on it for sure. It's
You love your hot sauce.
Yeah, I brush my teeth with it.
Yeah, apparently. That's what you'd rather Sick. Do.
Bastard. Brushing your teeth with ranch dressing. I can't believe you. You know what, though? Agree to disagree. It doesn't matter what.
Oh, Jimmy's ringing in my ear again. And he's just telling me some stupid stuff.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
I really wish he wasn't behind that glass sometimes. I'd throw something at him.
Punch him.
I don't think I'd punch him. I'd throw things at him, though, because he deserves every bit of that.
Have you ever punched him?
No, like in the arm, yeah.
Yeah.
Like as a joke. Not in hey, Jimmy, good to see you. Not really your piece of shit.
Yeah.
I do stuff like that all the time.
I'm surprised. I thought maybe you had...
No.
I haven't either.
Came really close.
I bet. I know. No, I know. And it can happen. Jimmy has a question. he got a call in. This is cool.
Oh boy. All right.
It said, here it is. From Dolores.
Oh.
That's a nice name.
Very nice name.
Probably a nice person. Dolores from...
Thank you, Dolores.
From, what is that? Shampooey. Yeah, got it. Anyways, you could have just spelled it the way it's spelled, Jimmy. He's an idiot. Yeah. Spelled it with a T and an X. It's bizarre. All right, it reads, Andy, big fan of yours. Do you have any face tattoos?
At the moment, I just have like a line, a couple of lines and a couple teardrops. But no.
Yeah.
Really? I don't have any
And face not really.
I would never get a face tattoo.
Oh, man. That's so funny. People think that you might have face tattoos. That's actually a possibility in the podcast world.
How many tattoos do you got?
Zero on my face. Three. What do you got?
One.
We got the one.
Mm-hmm. Kind of wish I never would have got it.
Nah.
Live and you learn. You're 18.
No? No more?
I don't know. I don't really have a desire.
I stopped a long time ago, but yeah. I might. I don't know.
Were you ever gonna try to do a full sleeve or anything?
Not trying to.
Half sleeve.
But I was like, that's one thing. Is like, I just didn't chase it, but maybe something. Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good.
It is all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Cheers.
Cheers to our beers.
Yep. Cheers to our listeners.
Our friends, our compadres, our army, keeping us strong.
Yeah, our army. The Marion County Podcast Boys Army. Yeah. Solid crew.
Very solid crew. So, if I put a spoon in front of you, and one was filled, like, with all wasabi, or one was filled with, like, the hottest pepper. What is the hottest pepper? The ghost pepper or the...
Or the Carolina Reaper, yeah, maybe?
Maybe one of those. Or some hot sauce full spoon of that. What would you do?
What kind of hot sauce? Oh, like that. Yeah. So Carolina Reaper hot sauce or wasabi?
A full wasabi spoon each.
Well, I gotta taste the hot sauce.
There's no tasting.
Like real wasabi too, probably, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Like the good, the shit.
Yeah, that makes your nose.
I'd take the wasabi because that will go away sooner than later.
You're right about that. I never thought
but
about
that. But the hot sauce, lingers. Man, you've had of that? You've had that burn that like makes your ears bleed?
The habanero hot I've had, but I haven't had chili or any of that.
I had a Thai pepper or something like that. But it was so hot.
Was it in a salsa?
Nope, it was just the pepper. Mm. I worked at a gold plating? Yeah, gold plating, a plating company, a plating factory thing when I lived in Bend. And it was like temp work and it was crazy. Like, it wasn't a good job. But all these dudes brought me into the office like on my fourth day and they're like, "Hey, kid, eat that pepper."
No.
I'm like, "Yeah, guys, I'll do that."
Yeah.
Sure. Like me. I ate it and I was like,
Did you eat the whole thing or just take a bite?
I just a lot of it.
Yeah.
My ears like went out. It was just ringing in my ears. I couldn't hear anything. I was sweating. I think I was throwing up.
Yeah, I bet.
I made a lot of good friends though that day. I impressed them big time.
Hot peppers.
But that job was hydrochloric acid dipping slot machine covers faces inside these big tanks.
It's a bad job.
That was so bad. Oh, man.
I think we're happy now, though. We got good jobs now.
I'm just really happy everything worked out.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Really did. Really grateful for this life that we live in.
Yeah, it's been good.
Just talking in a tree fort.
Putting it out for you.
Living that dream.
Pretty much. We're just
this is the dream, and this should be everybody's dream right here.
Drinking some
whether
beers.
You like podcasts or tree forts or not.
Yeah. So I was laying in bed the other night, and I was kind of trying to think of things like I should try to bring up or ask you. And the TV was in the background. It was on Nat Geo, and they were talking conspiracies. So I thought this question. Good. I go, what conspiracy would you like to know the truth about? JFK, the moon landing, the 9/11 cover-up, Area 51, Elvis, is he dead? Threw that one in.
These are all equally... equally valid conspiracies.
I think they
all hold a lot of weight.
What would you want?
The aliens. I don't even want confirmation because I believe that shit's real. The moon landing, I get that, I guess.
I never
questioned that until about like 5 years ago.
I think we did it, right?
I think so too. On. But then there's, you know, when you listen to the theories, it's like, well, okay, I guess there's like not, you know, undeniable proof, but I've never been to the moon to see the footprints myself, I guess.
Right.
I wasn't there when they took the pictures, but...
I believe it. I think we landed on the moon.
Yeah.
We had to have. That's the hell of a conspiracy, if that's a cover-up.
I take a lot of people's word for things, so...
I heard NASA, like, threw away all their data and everything for that first moon landing, and they were like, we had to start from square one again.
Shoot.
But these are that. This was the
thumbs
conspiracy,
up their asses, man.
The conspiracy show.
Yep, there you go.
And then JFK? You wouldn't want to know JFK?
Never. I mean, it wasn't. It wasn't my time. I guess. Yeah. History is. I want to know history and stuff. But it's never been a pressing question that's been in my head. I guess. Yeah. But there's. I've dabbled with, and that sounds like it'd be. It sounds like it's pretty impossible that there was one shooter. So.
I think so.
I mean, that is obvious. That's pretty widely agreed upon.
Right.
With the forensics.
And then, so you'd say Elvis' death? Did you, you think it was faked?
I don't know.
It's the king. Thank you, brother.
I think he probably died.
You can't see it, but I think I'm doing the Elvis thing with my hands.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Or the Spider-Man thing. I don't know. There's fingers. The middle fingers are bent down. The pinky and the pointer are up.
I like Elvis. I like
Elvis
his music.
Elvis is good.
Yeah. I like boogieing down
you
sometimes.
You can't deny that. Yeah. Of course not. Easy. Nobody's saying he's bad. Jeez.
I'm not.
Hey, you're getting... Chill.
Oh, boy.
I don't know about him.
When was the last time you got stung by a bee?
Last summer?
I got stung by a bee today.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. How'd that feel?
It wasn't as bad as I remember.
He might have bit me
because I never found a stinger.
Mm-hmm.
But that hurt. I mean, it hurt.
Actually, I think I got like a little sting or a little bite a week or two ago. I got something. And I was like, what the? Why did that hurt more?
Oh,
man. But the last time it happened, I wanted to cry, man.
I hate bees.
Oh.
I think we talked about this last time, but I hate bees.
I think I deleted it.
And mosquitoes.
We pieced together an epic episode last weekend.
Yeah, that was for the audience. That was all pieced together. So we apologize about some of the other things. But from what we did that night, it was like 2 hours or 2.5 hours.
Probably two plus, 2.5.
Jimmy and Zach worked super hard on it and pieced it all down. And I think it was a good podcast. So.
We worked day and night.
Day and night.
We didn't even sleep on Saturday. Jimmy came up to me and said, "Hey, I need to go home." And I said,
"Jimmy,
that'd be great. Get out of here."
What are you talking about? You live in the treehouse.
So, anyways, and he fucked everything up as always, and he blamed it on me.
Yeah, he's.
And I can't tell you.
I can't tell you either.
I can't tell you anymore. So. What we were able to put out to the public was pure by the grace of
it was innocent.
God.
Yeah.
I was really lucky. We're really lucky to be here right now. So it's really nice. But he made up for it and he went online and purchased an email. Actually, it's free, but he said that he paid. He was like, he put in a reimbursement for him. And I'm like, I'm not giving you $50 for an email.
Yeah.
Address, Jimmy.
I know. I heard about this.
You're a dirty.
You're a
dirty whore.
You handled it right.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would have done.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I've never put in that type of managerial position before. It was like, I don't know what to do. I would text you. I was like, I'm freaking out.
Jimbo.
But yeah, now, Jimbo. You know, thanks. Because of it all, we turned, you know, a frown upside down. mckob@yahoo.com. That's the best place to ask us questions and voice your opinions and tell us what you think.
Yeah, get involved.
Get involved in your community.
We'll answer every email.
And if you live in the Marion County region, metropolitan area, this is your community. You need to get involved. That's what I'm saying. And there's like 35 Marion counties across the nation, too. There's one in Florida. There's one in Maine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
Yep. Can I get an amen?
Yep. If your state don't have one, you need to find Jesus, okay?
Get you a Marion County.
You can get one. You take one that has a bad name and rename it. Just talk to your senator. I can make it happen.
It's worth a shot. Yeah, so
a lot of love though, a lot of love.
I got another question for you, and then I think I was thinking about I got to kind of go take a break real quick, and then we'll come back. But I got I got this one question. What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Looking at your phone. I'm just joking. Yeah. But it does kind of suck. I hate... It's so weird these days.
I'd say swimming.
What a strange time swimming. To live. Brushing your teeth.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wait. Some people probably don't look stupid when they poop, but a lot of people do.
I think I do.
Yeah, I know you do. You send me pictures of it. It's gross.
You deserved every one of them.
I always, every time I get one, I close it, delete it, and then I go get some Windex and wash my phone.
It doesn't work. It's still there.
Gross. But what do you think?
I don't know.
Swimming.
I think swimming. Everybody either flounders around or paddle swims or...
Sneezing. Sneezing's weird.
Yeah. Sneezing, putting on contacts, taking a shower. I bet people, there's 1,000 different peoples that take a different technique and
shower. Oh, shower technique?
Yeah.
Shower protocol?
Are you a wash your hair type of guy first?
Yeah.
And then your body?
Yeah, because it all rinses down.
Yeah.
All rinses, shit rolls downstream.
Got that right.
Yeah.
And then I'm
top to bottom.
I'm like a 15 minute shower. I am shit shower and shave 15 minutes. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever take a bath. That's gay.
Yep. I know. I know it. That's what hot tubs are for.
Yeah.
Go get in a pool.
You guys had a pool, didn't you?
We had a little pool.
Oh, yeah, a little pool. You guys are getting a pool?
We're not getting a pool.
Oh.
No. I'm not doing a pool again. I like the little plastic pool that you get at the store for $5, and you put some hose water in it, and then you pull up a lawn chair.
Yep.
That's a good pool.
Squirt them with
the hose. You can sit in it.
Yeah, squirt them with the hose every now and then, the kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
Call it good.
Yeah. Keeps them cool, keeps them clean.
That's what we
do. If we have a good sprinkler day, we don't need to take baths.
If it's raining... Now's the time to get in the pool, kids.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
It's cold. Come on, get your clothing. Come on. It's a big deal. Night game. Come on.
Mom, go down.
It's a sandlot. Yeah, man.
There was only one night game a year.
Oh.
On the 4th of July,
let
the
it
whole
play.
Sky would brighten up with fireworks, giving us just enough light for a game.
Yep.
We played our best then, because I guess we all felt like the big leaguers under the lights of some great stadium. Benny felt like that all the time. We all knew he was going to go on to bigger and better games, because every time we stopped to watch the sky on those nights, like regular kids, he was there to call us back. You see, for us, baseball was a game. But for Benjamin Franklin Rodriguez, baseball was life.
Mm. Great.
I want that. I want that poem. I want it etched into stone.
For Benny the Jet Rodriguez, baseball was everything.
Beautiful words.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite. Be honest, like kid movies.
Taught you a lot.
Yeah, sure did.
Heroes are remembered, but legends never die.
When Smalls kissed the lifeguard?
Oh. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was Squeak. It was Squints.
Yeah, Squints.
It was Squints.
Yeah,
that Squints. Was Smalls talking. It was adult Smalls. Still kind of nerdy, but had a good childhood.
No doubt about
All American childhood.
Great movie. Classic movie.
Good call on that.
Hey, you're welcome. I
appreciate welcome. That. That was my surprise, I take it, right?
No, the Back to the Future shit. I got a couple more, well, speaking of.
Both
so,
surprised me. If that was a trilogy, I'd say, yeah, Sandlot. But I think there was a Sandlot number 2. But nobody cared. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was garbage.
I didn't have it. Benny the Jet.
All right. These are all really hard, by the way. Back to the Future questions. All right.
More.
Yeah. I got two more. What street is a block past Maple in
1985? Oh, man. Right now, I'm Brett. I don't know. But hold on. I do. It was John F. Kennedy.
You damn right it was.
No, it was something before.
It's John F. Kennedy. That's what it says. What no, street is a block past Maple in 1985?
But if you remember, when Marty goes back into 1955, he asks the guy at the diner. He says,
Do you know where's?
No, that's you mean Twin Pines?
Yeah. Oh like no, Twin that's Pines a neighborhood. Mall. That's a neighborhood he lives in.
But when he asks the diner, he's like, "Hey, do you know where 5465 John F. Kennedy Lane is?" And the guy looks at him. He's like, "Who the hell is John F. Kennedy?"
You do yeah. know you're back to the future.
Yeah. It was something else. It was something else.
All right. And
something else.
Back to the Future number two.
Okay.
What brand is the hoverboard used in each of Griff's when he escapes Griff's and his gang?
Marty rode on a Mattel.
God dang it, man. You're on fire.
But Biff pulled out the Pitbull.
Yeah. Power boards don't walk on water or hoverbirds.
Unless you've got power.
And he drops it out of the suitcase.
Yeah, and then after it all goes down, he's all, hey, little kid, here's your board. Here's your hoverboard back.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, keep it. I got a pit bull now. Spoiled ass brat.
That's a great, probably my favorite trilogy, really, of great. All movies.
Fantastic.
Can you think of another one? What's your number two trilogy?
Number two trilogy.
Matrix.
Pretty good.
Lord of the Rings.
Not bad. Love the Lord of the Rings.
Fast and the Furious?
No.
I guess it ain't no trilogy.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Huh?
You know?
I'm sure there's better ones out there.
I watched a lot of Kill Bill. We talked about that last right. episode, and yeah. I was like, Kill Bill's got to be on the top of that Tarantino list.
Right.
I mean, but it was, they're all really good. But that was a trilogy.
So I went to buy some cheese today.
Oh.
And I wanted like kind of a fancier cheese. What's your favorite cheese?
Day-to-day cheese?
I'm just going to say favorite.
Yeah, my favorite day-to-day is just a good sharp cheddar. Maybe even an extra sharp cheddar. That, the Berliner is a good cheese, too.
For sandwiches?
Just for eating.
Grilled cheese?
Mm-hmm. With cheddar. Cheddar has to go on that grilled cheese.
Combo.
But a Berliner's pretty good. And then, right. you know, Gouda is okay.
I like but smoked I don't, Gouda.
Yeah. And I'm not going to, I don't want to sit down and eat it all the time, but it tastes really good. You know what I mean?
Oh, I definitely do. Pepper Jack?
Yeah, I love Pepper Jack. Maybe a feta if I'm making up those salads.
What about a Monterey Jack?
Yeah, Monterey Jack. That's what all I grew up on was Monterey Jack.
That's good.
No cheddar. It was all Monterey Jack. All my nachos, Monterey Jack. Kind of a waxier nacho.
You're an outlaw.
Just had a weird childhood, man.
So I got a question. It's weird. What's the weirdest thing a guest has ever done inside your house?
A guest?
Yeah.
easy. The weirdest thing. One time, you had a guy over. It's just a guy, right?
Yeah.
And he slept on the guest slept on the on a nice mattress, like a bed top, a pillow top, memory foam thing. And I think it was a nice one. We put it on the floor and then a bunch of blankets. And the bed got wet, right? Which is embarrassing. But whatever, shit happens.
Yeah.
You know, just come to me. I'll make you feel comfortable. I'm not going to embarrass you or anything. But so evidently after the bedwetting happened, we were still asleep. They woke up, or that person or whatever,
right.
you know, John Doe, and because I hear the dryer running, and I'm like, so I come downstairs. I'm like,
what? Wash that shit first.
Why is Why is the dryer running? He's like, oh, I peed. I'm like, oh, that's cool. What's in the dryer? He's like, the mattress and the blankets. I'm like, wait, did you already wash them? No, I was just drying them. I'm like, oh, that's not good.
It's not good.
So we go to pull it out. He's like, I'll pull it out. He's pulling it out, and there's like a bunch of our clean clothes in there too.
Yeah, wash that.
I'm
now.
Like, no. So that's the weirdest thing.
What about that time I sit at your guys' place in Ben and the ghost? Tell us about the ghost.
I know we should just do a Halloween show.
Yeah, well, all right. We'll save it.
We'll save that.
Okay.
That's something that the people,
yeah,
you know, nobody wants to hear that in August. We got to talk about hot dogs and fireworks in the Sandlot.
Sandlot.
Because if we start talking about that trippy shit, woo, people are going to be taking off their headphones and going into bed and hiding under the covers.
No, we don't want that.
Too scary.
But we got a spooky one coming up in October.
On our next podcast. Joking, that'll be like 7 from now. At this rate, we're knocking them out.
I want to keep trying to do this. Like, I know it's been, like we keep saying, it's been super busy. But it's summertime, so maybe in the winter it might slow down a little bit. We can try to at least do one once every 2 weeks or...
Every day.
Maybe 2 a month. Try to do 2 a month.
Oh, yeah.
At least. Start pumping knock them out for you.
Who better to knock them out than the Knockout Boys?
Because we're learning just like you guys are, as fans.
Yeah. Every day. Every dang day.
All day, every day. Hey, Zach, what are some of the nicknames you have for your either customers or coworkers?
No, can't do that. Nobody listens to this, though.
I tried. I tried, y'all.
There's old Dizzy Dean, you know?
Dizzy.
Working with Dizzy. And then, like, old crazy one-foot Fred. You know, he's only got one foot.
I don't know that guy.
We work, you know. He's always at work sometimes.
We send him into tight spaces.
Yeah.
We only need one foot.
There's old, like, sloppy, smelly Steve. Because he never takes baths. I made all those up. Have you ever had a bubble drink?
I don't know what that is.
The millennial Chinese kids made this drink.
What?
I'm not being stereotypical. This is just how it is. No, this is real. They put these bubbles inside of drinks. And all the kids are drinking them these days.
I don't get it. Like, just...
Well, they call them bubble drinks.
Carbonation?
You don't know what they are.
People
They're bubbles. They're bubbly, gelatinous, like, goops of bubbly stuff.
Oh, so it could be like...
But they're made, I guess...
Jello?
Turns out they're tapioca. So picture that. Tapioca in your drink. Like an Italian soda with some, like, tapioca bubbly things. They're awful. But people drink them.
That sounds horrible.
They're not that bad.
I've never heard of anything like that.
And they're there.
Where do you get those things?
Everywhere.
Where can I get one?
Hawaii.
Well,
so geez, I got one in Hawaii, and then they have them at a food cart.
Are they good?
They have them at a food cart place. And I think you could probably get them at like...
I bet you
Jamba Juice has them or something too. Or Starbucks. I don't know, though. Because everybody's drinking them.
Boom.
Yep.
Good. Good for
That's
them.
Right. I think they might be, because of the tapioca, I said they were made by Chinese people because I think they are Asian thing. Fusion. I know. Whoever put it in a drink and was like, this is going to be good.
Well,
that person's crazy.
Is it a coffee drink or?
No. So it could be a smoothie. It could be like a flavored soda with some cream, like an Italian soda, you know, a little cream. Little whipped cream.
No, I've never drank anything like that, Zach.
Well, they're there and you should try it. They're good, actually, kind of. They're just really weird. Whatever.
Did you mow your lawn today?
No, I don't mow it. No, Lori's been mowing it this summer. She does such a good job.
But,
respect, seriously. Like, ooh, I love it. It's all mowed. I kind of miss it, though. I do love it. what's the craziest? You never told me what the craziest thing anybody's done in your house.
Oh. Oh, not much. I mean, we've only had the place for 2 years.
In any really place? How about any place?
Yeah, I don't. Not really that much.
Fair enough.
Because I've been pretty much living with Kelly, you know, most of my time out.
Have you ever had a crazy job?
I've had a lot.
What's the craziest job?
Probably directional drilling. That's a pretty crazy job.
Crazy, like, wild, like, every day was an unknown.
There's just...
You and your guys...
When you're directional drillers, like, water mains, 480 electrical, gas mains.
They're all just low... You got locators.
Yeah, we get... So, yeah, we cut a hole in the surface, and then they suck down. Like, they have a big vacuum that sucks down to the... So we get a depth on it. But you got to dodge that.
Huh. You know? And you can do that, right? Because directional drilling. Yeah, so you can
You got
weave in and out, fro.
Yeah, put different like pitch bits. It's like a like a pitching wedge to a 9-iron or one iron, you know, how much they turn.
But that shit's wild. Yeah. So you got like radar technology?
Yeah. Yeah, you have
to know where you're at.
Yeah, you follow. So there's like a beacon inside the drill head.
Nice.
And then you got your little handheld thing. You walk above the beacon the whole time.
Huh.
And then so you know the depths of each.
You know where you're
utility.
At. Yeah.
And you know the depth of view, and you just tell them.
Oh, that's right, deep.
12 o'clock. For like a whole bar, so you have like drill bars used, and they're like maybe 5 feet, 6 feet long. And you add them on, and you go half a bar, 12 o'clock, and it brings you up like 4 or 5 inches, and then you say just spiral, and it drills you straight. Pretty much you just duck and dodge things.
Okay. So it's crazy because you can hit stuff.
Yeah. Gas mains and water mains.
No, I get that. Dangerous crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that hydrochloric acid tanks that I was dipping shit into all day long was pretty crazy with all the crackheads that worked with me. They were cracked out.
Did you have, like, gloves on? Big gloves?
Yeah. I had...
Face shield?
Yep. And an apron, a rubber apron, neoprene sleeves, rubber gloves. What were you doing that
for?
For work?
Yeah, but... Oh, so that was one... That's your craziest job?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird job.
It was a weird job. I don't think I lasted very long. I mean, because I didn't want to become a crackhead.
Yeah.
I looked around and I was like, I'm not working here any longer than I need to.
I think I'm better than this.
Yeah, this isn't good.
I expect more.
They're making me eat hot peppers. They obviously don't respect me. So.
Yeah. That's a horrible job. Where was that at?
I was in Bend. It was Baghdad. Dark days, dude. Yes.
Bend, the good old days. I love that town.
Yeah, that was the first time, you know, I was working like 60 hours a week.
Right.
I only did it for like 3 months, but made, you know, better than minimum wage money for 60 hours a week. I felt like I was rich.
You're working all the time.
Oh, man.
Working, man.
But
it's crazy how you can work like 12, 15 hours a day when you're young. I did.
Oh, like did driving combine or something, too. Yeah. It was just best.
Not a big deal.
Nope. Fun.
Yeah. It's good crazy. Money. But nowadays, like if I had to do a 15-hour shift... I'd do it, obviously, but
yeah,
it'd hurt. You'd get a little sore, especially if you had to wear bags all day or swinging a hammer or lifting pipe.
Oh, yeah. You're
beating in drives.
My 35-year-old soft body would hurt. It hurts.
You're only 35? I'm 35. I thought you were...
Oh, isn't that cool? We're like the same.
So what? Your birthday is...
A couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Damn it, let me guess.
My bad.
I think it's August.
When's my birthday?
August 20, I want to say 3rd or 4th.
I'll give you a hint.
All right.
It's the last day of the month.
It's 30th.
I'll give you another hint. There's 31 days in the month.
Yeah. You old wily vet. Be 36.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be good. Doesn't know my fingerprint. I was just trying to mess with my phone.
Yeah, he shouldn't do that.
Hey, tell me. Well, it's fun.
What?
You won a barbecue contest this summer and you never told me about it. Champion. I haven't even talked to you about this off the air hardly.
Yeah. Well, that's the best thing that's happened to me all summer.
Big deal.
We won the barbecue contest. I was with my mom.
That's nice.
And we did a pork belly.
She deserves it.
She did deserve it.
Pork belly. Yeah, that's nice.
It was good.
Good.
It was a good pork belly.
Parameters were?
4 pounds or more.
4 pounds or more. Okay. That could be anything. You can find a 4 pound hot dog somewhere.
Yeah, Steve did a chicken. He found a 4 pound chicken.
That's a big chicken.
Yeah.
I think it might be a regular chicken.
Yeah.
These not days. Regular, no. Get them fat. Yeah, that's nice. Pork belly, good choice.
And then we smoked some cheeses. I have a smoker. Cold smoked. Like damn. My big chief. And then I smoked a bunch of salmon that day.
Just straight up side dish.
That was our side dish. We had crackers, smoked cheese, some
hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah, pretty much smoked salmon all on a cracker, a little bite.
But the pork's got to do the talking.
It was good.
Nice.
I like pork belly.
Yeah, pork belly is great.
I could see how it's really tough to do though. Yeah. You got to kind of watch it the whole time. But yeah, Shane made a big old brisket. It was like a 13-pound brisket.
Mm. That would have been a good one to be at.
I missed it.
I'm sorry.
Next year, me and Mom get to do the meat next year and then rules. But I don't know if we're going to switch up any rules. I doubt it.
What's the meat going to be?
I don't know.
Well, you could tell me.
No, I can't.
At New Year's. You have to disclose Christmas. By New Year's.
Yeah, Christmas Eve is normally when we announce it.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of pizza?
I really like pepperoni. Just pepperoni, black olives, and green bell peppers.
Oh.
It's probably my favorite pizza. It's a good pizza.
I like pepperoni with jalapenos on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
You love your spicy stuff.
Did you get to watch your show?
Yellowstone?
No. Hard Knocks.
Yes, I did.
All right.
I found it on YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube?
Shout out to YouTube.
Hot.
Put it on. Yeah, it was good.
I'm
super pissed about Antonio Brown.
I know.
That so sucks. We're screwed. I don't know if he'll play. The whole helmet thing today. I'm exhausted. I'm not even a coach. Just a fan.
This is an exhausting situation to watch, and I'm not even a fan. I could be. I don't care.
It's brutal. I don't think he's going to play this year. Fucking prima donna. He flew in on a hot air balloon.
You got some fucking characters on that team, dude.
It's Raider Nation, baby.
Yeah, man. Freaking going horseback riding.
Did you, that poem they read?
Yeah, so that's, I put that's that so note. Good. We're going to play that.
So good.
The Autumn Wind.
Yep. He's a Raider.
Did the Ronnie, what was his name, Ollie Ronald, did he get cut then?
Yeah.
That last chance you guy?
He's out.
He was being a bitch.
Yeah, Gruden was like, you know what? Let's get some of these mother effers that don't want to be here. And then he was out. They cleared his locker out.
Yeah, Jimmy, take note, bitch. Seriously.
I'm going to start being
You're
John
Ronnie
Gruden.
Arnold right now, whatever his name is. Ronald Ollie Ollie. Raleigh
on. All right, from now on, Zach's Bill Belichick, and I'm John Gruden. So you're in some hot
you're
water,
get
boy.
Smug looks from real, me and some hot. Shit from him.
I'm going to yell at you a lot, call you a POS, but I guess we do that all the time anyways.
Yeah. No, after bitch ass Jimmy watched that, he was like, hey, can I commute into the, can I come in on a hot air balloon? I'm like, you do that and you're gone. Told him straight up. We aren't playing around with that shit. Dumb. But.
Yeah, bud.
Let's just play that right now.
Yeah.
Pull that up.
All right.
You got that?
Yeah, I'll find it.
Cool.
Autumn winter.
Autumn breeze. Autumn Wind. Autumn Wind. Thank you. Thank you very much. Tippity tap typing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to keep talking, man.
I know.
I'm trying to look this up.
Just my anxiety, my anticipation's through the roof for this thing.
It was pretty good.
So, and honestly, man, that is probably the most football-related information I have going into this season just from watching that. It's pathetic. I need to get my game on, dude. I need to know what's going on around the... I don't know anything about football as far as a fantasy football player. If I'm, you know, I'm going to win championships this year.
I don't think you are going to.
I think... I don't understand why I'm being dismissed so easily.
I'm definitely not going to win any championships this year.
We'll see.
All right, here it is.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
Yeah.
Blustering in from sea, with a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache.
Whoa.
He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold.
Raiders.
The wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Ow! That's a good one.
It's pretty good.
You don't like it?
It's kind of gay, but it is really beautiful.
You wish your football team had something like that.
My football team just has championships and history and legendary
folklore. What's your team?
The Packers. You know.
Wanted you to say it out loud. Yeah. So
yep.
I think
say what you want. I don't know. Come at me.
I think I'm gonna take a little break real quick.
Yeah.
And
we've been working hard.
We'll be coming.
We'll get
back
Jimmy on some short. On some shit, but yeah,
Jimbo's on it. So.
Yep. Cool. Let's come back. Let's go. Then we come back after we go. So we'll go first, and then we'll come back after our break.
Peace. I like it.
You said I wouldn't like this.
I know.
I like this.
I love Sublime with Rome.
Yeah, man.
They're good.
It might not be the coolest thing to say. I love Sublime. I love Sublime with Rome. Whatever.
I like them.
Man, we grew up in that time.
That era.
When they came out, that was great. I loved it. It was great. And now it's, you know, it's still cool.
Sounds
good. Makes me nod my head.
This is another one.
Oh, good. Just a montage.
We're gonna have to wait a second. 2 seconds.
Of course. But
here it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Slightly Stupid.
So good. I love this song.
This whole album.
Yeah.
Great.
Said the man, don't feel him a fool. Oh, he be the wise man. For the man who don't think he's a fool.
He sings it by himself, right? Just him and the acoustic up there?
And the other guy. There's two of them. You can hear him like...
Yeah.
Breathing.
It's such a good
something
song.
To keep me hanging on. To the man who don't feel him great. Everybody seems to be...
Yeah, look that one up, guys. Slightly Stupid, Wise Man.
Good stuff. I like that.
It's a good song. We'll have to play that again off air.
Oh.
Rock that thing out a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I read the news today, and they were saying that there was an earthquake off the coast in Newport, 6.4 miles or something. It was a 4.1.
Reading the newspaper.
Well, I downloaded a new app on my phone.
Oh, yeah?
For Marion County and, like, local news. So
you are dedicated.
It just updates you.
Marion County Nugget Boys Army.
Yeah.
You reading that.
Yeah.
If you're not, then...
Keeping up.
Then you're out.
I'm looking for good stuff, man. There's a lot of weird meth head people and getting arrested. There was a one guy in Salem that cut off his prison ankle thing, the... What's that thing called?
The band.
GPS yeah. thing or whatever. Cut that off and ran.
Woo!
He ducked and dodged. He ran.
Did you hear about that guy who dressed up like his daughter and then walked out of a prison and then like killed a guard? And
yeah.
All kinds of stuff, man.
It's dope. It's crazy stuff, man.
Prison.
Yeah. Never. I'm so glad I've never been to prison.
God.
I would not hack it.
Yeah, a guy that died yesterday. A cellmate beat up his cellmate because he was a pedophile. Beat the shit out of
you
him.
You have to, I think, if you're the cellie. Those are the rules. Which sucks.
You have to do what you have to do.
I don't have to beat up anybody, but...
You're not getting parole if you kill your cellmate.
No, you're getting another
But you're there. I hope you're a bad dude. And you are if you're killing the dude who's bunking under you.
Yeah.
That's a special...
I have no idea how it works, but I know I don't want to go. I don't belong there.
No.
I don't know
just
if I
bumming
can
about Kenny.
Yeah. What's Kenny doing
That's
today?
About the biggest insight I've had into the prison system. It's half-baked.
Hopefully Jimmy writes when I'm in there.
Then the squirrel master came out of left field and made me his bitch.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Classic.
Uh-huh. Good movies are always a topical thing to bring up.
So, you were talking about something, like, when we were walking up. I kind of forget that.
Oh, dang it.
I remember. Well, we only got a couple minutes left, so...
Whatever, yeah. Try to ask the last podcast, we slammed together.
Right.
That was Friday night. We'd record these on Friday nights. You know, the work week's done, been a long day. It's nice to unwind, and we always unwind. Actually, last week I unwinded. Like, I was completely unwound by the end. It was fun, though. I had a good time. But
For sure.
We don't have a bottle of Fireball up here this episode. Yeah. Last episode we did at the beginning, not at the end.
Yeah.
Well, probably a little bit at the end, but I'll tell you.
It was a pint.
Unwinding happened, and it happened fast.
Enough cough syrup.
It was good for the soul. And then the next night, I went to I went to Lori's high school reunion, her 10-year reunion.
Yeah, where was that at?
It might not have been her 10. I think it was her 10.
It's got no.
She's only 25, and so we had a good time. Right, we went to the Nickel.
Right.
And
so how many people were there?
I don't know, probably about 50.
Wow, and the Nickel that
so like they husband had... like spouses included in that, you know, it wasn't like a gigantic turnout, but I had a great time. You know what? There was a guy there that I thought was in my grade. And I was like, "Hey, why are you here?" And he's like, "Because I'm class of 2015."
I'm like,
"No, you were my grade, dude." And he's like, "No." I'm like, "But you hung out with all these people that were in my grade." He's like, "Yeah, I did. I hung out with everybody." And I'm like, "I just thought you moved away your sophomore year."
Nope.
Turns out he didn't. He actually graduated. That was cool. Shout out to that
guy.
Was
there
he's
karaoke?
Listening, probably.
Did you guys have karaoke?
No karaoke. That would have been amazing.
You're good at karaoke. Bon Jovi's your tune.
It has always been a go-to.
That's your number one.
Oh, it's a good one. I like to get obscure now and challenge myself a little bit, but
this is the number one for one of my boys. His first name is Travis. I'm not going to say his last one. He worked for us, and he loved this song.
Oh my God!
And we're going to say goodbye to this, and we really appreciate everybody. What's that email address one more time, Zach?
mckob@yahoo.com. You gotta just, I don't even care if you just put emojis on it.
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll look at them.
Yeah, just let us know you guys
Just sext us, whatever. Yeah, it's working. We'll just read it. Yeah. You know, we'll be back. See you guys. Main County Knockout Boys.
Love you.